Letting practice this morning be a skillful way for us all to take care of ourselves. And remembering how important it is to be deliberate about posture, because how we're sitting, whatever posture we're in, will affect how we feel emotionally. And so sitting, perhaps, like a mountain, perhaps imagining in your mind's eye a mountain that is agreeable for you, that inspires you with its strength and beauty, majesty, graciousness, its unmoving qualities. Likening now the deep roots of the mountain underneath the earth to our own lower limbs, and letting them be deeply rooted, planted, held by gravity. And the base of the mountain, like our bottoms in the chairs, evenly balanced, firm and still. And the bulk of the mountain rising up from the surface of the earth is strong and stable. And so too with our torsos, erect and dignified. Shoulders rolled up, back, and down, lifting the chest, taking on some of that majesty of the mountain, that dignity, and soften down the arms to the fingertips. These are like the little spurs of the mountain that go outward, yet they too are firmly rooted, all part of the earth. And the head, evenly balanced on the neck, like the uppermost peak of the mountain. Radiating that again, that majesty, but also that incredible beauty when our mind's eye goes to the peak of the mountain. So sitting still like a mountain, feeling the whole of the body sitting and breathing, and just resting here, perhaps letting the image of the mountain really feed your sense of the sitting and embodying these strong qualities. These qualities of resilience. The mountain is visited by all kinds of weather. Creatures come and go. So too, we have thoughts and emotions and various body sensations that vie for our attention. Can we sit nice and still and be unmoved like the mountain? Just let it all come and go and sit still. With an abiding equanimity for how things are. How things come and go. Reconnecting again and again with that image of the mountain and embodying those qualities of stillness, of unwavering respect for how things come and go. And yet we can abide and weather it all. You get overwhelmed, swept away by thoughts and feelings, sensations. Then once again, connect with being truly rooted like a mountain, evenly balanced. A sense of the whole body sitting here. Accessing strength and resilience is a skillful means for approaching the difficult. And from this place of strength and resilience, opening to ourselves with compassion, connecting now with any troubling thoughts and emotions and sensations, letting them be here. Perhaps giving ourselves a bit of soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere, whatever you need. And while maintaining this lovely embodied approach and posture, coming to some compassion phrases. I'll offer you some, but you may wish to improvise for yourself. So holding yourself in compassion as you are now. If there's any sense of feeling frightened or very wee, very small, let that embodiment of strength be your gesture of being here for that possibly frightened child that may be also present. You're going to take care of him or her. May I be held in compassion. May I be held in compassion. May I be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May I be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. And may I live with peace and ease. May I live with peace and ease. And possibly repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing, taking your time. When the mind wanders, bringing it back to that nice strong sense of the body sitting like a mountain, open to how you may be struggling, and offering up the phrases again. May I be held in compassion. May I be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May I live in peace and with ease. And then pausing with that and just noticing how it's sitting with you, how you're feeling in the body, in the heart, in the mind. And letting your attention come to others who may be struggling right now, suffering in some way. Family, friends, neighbors. Widening gently the circle of compassion in a way that makes sense for you. and include yourself. May we be held in compassion. May we be held in compassion. May we all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May we all live with ease and at peace. Repeating the phrases and being embodied, strong like a mountain, dignified. And then pausing with that, again noticing how it sits with you, letting whatever you're experiencing move through, pass through, just as the mountain witnesses it all. Let's now remember the vulnerable. And of course, we're all vulnerable. We're all alive. Therefore, we're all vulnerable. And you may want to remember the very young, the children, the teenagers, those who are embarking on their adult lives, vulnerable. And at the other end of the life spectrum, the very aged. And all those in between who are struggling, perhaps their health isn't the best, they're vulnerable, or they're marginalized in some way, part of some group that is often frightened. I'm not going to name the numerous groups. I'm bound to forget one. So just bring them to your mind, all these dear ones. And let's also include as vulnerable the animals, the other animals of this planet. And let's include the planet, the whole life of the planet. May all that's vulnerable and struggling right now be held in compassion. All held in compassion. May all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. And may all live with ease and at peace. And as you wish, repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing, while feeling strong, dignified in the body. And again, pausing and just noticing again how this all sits with you in body, mind, and heart, and letting it be so. Witnessing it all with the strength, stability, resilience, and dignity of the mountain. Perhaps through this practice, connecting to our own respective responsibilities for there being a compassionate world. And so, if we are to be truly compassionate and cultivate a compassionate planet, we need to open in compassion for those we disagree with, those we may see as on a wrong path, even our enemies. And however you understand this or feel open enough to it, as best you can, offering the same phrases of compassion for these ones. May those we find difficult be held in compassion. May they too be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. And may those we find difficult live with ease and at peace. And as best you can, working with these phrases and being very embodied, strong, still, dignified like the mountain. And then pausing with this, and again, just letting it sit with you, however you're feeling, body, mind, heart. And reflecting for a moment the kind of world we would have if everyone and everything was held with care and compassion, what that would mean. And just resting now in a sense of body being nicely planted, rooted, upright and dignified like the mountain. Sitting like the mountain, weathering all that comes and goes. And being unmoved and gracious.